At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BT's Dallas Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. We'll get into the Mets and Yankees, who return to action tonight. Yankees at home, comfy confines of the Bronx against those hated Houston Astros. Old Timers Day tomorrow. What better series to get things turned around and back on track for the Yanks than taking on the Stros? Mets will be back in action in Milwaukee. Last time they were in Milwaukee, we know Pete Alonso, Devin Williams, the rest is history. And the Brewers have been the best team in Major League Baseball. I think it's going to benefit both these teams to have these opponents right now this weekend when both teams in clearly a rut. Yanks obviously coming off a win, salvaging that final game against the Rangers. And the Mets have lost 8 of 9 here. But I like the idea that, hey, no soft landing, no Pittsburgh here, no, I don't know, pick a bad team, no Minnesota or Chicago White Sox for the Yankees. Hey, have to ramp it up here. Let's go. 47, 48 games to go, and each team in the postseason right now, and got to pick up the play. We know that. They know that. I still believe the Yankees have a run in them, and I believe the Mets still have a shot at winning that division. But we can believe whatever we want. Got to go out there and actually do it. But I do think the caliber of opponents, specifically, you know, the quality of Milwaukee and the Mets going back to a place where they had success, I think that'll help wake them up a little bit, you hope. And with the Yankees specifically taking on the Astros, if the Astros can't wake the Yankees up, being at home, old timers weekend against the Astros, to me, that is a recipe for success. I do believe the Yankees will have a successful weekend here. And you got to go out there and do it. Anyway, we're talking football on the show today, 888-808-109, a little Football Friday. We can talk about other stuff, too, like Owen on Long Island wants to get some insight onto my skunk story. What's up, Owen?
Hey, Sal, you know, I have to admit, when I heard the skunk story, I kid you not, I was on the Southern State Parkway, and I almost had an accident laughing so much. You have to play that bit over again.
Yeah.
If they gave an Emmy nomination for best storyline by a sports announcer, that skunk story would win you the Emmy without a doubt.
Well, thank you, Owen. I appreciate that very much. You would think that somebody around here would, you know, they like posting the clips of me yelling at people, and it's like, oh, this guy sucks, all he does is yell at people. But when I tell a funny skunk story like that, it goes away. You hear it live, and you got to enjoy it. Or it's on YouTube, probably. I think.
Well, let me tell you. Hey, Sal?
Yes, go ahead.
The Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase was a riot.
Mm-hmm.
If they did something like that, that thing was really funny.
Well,
I mean, you didn't miss a beat. Well, you were very smooth. It was great.
I mean, well, Owen, this is what we do. And thank you for the, seriously, thank you for the call. Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. Unfortunately, they don't give awards out for that. I wish there were a category that had that. best storytelling about a skunk in his home by a sports talk radio show host on the middays. They don't do that. And by the way, the skunk was not in the home, but the smell was in the entire home a weekend ago. Actually, I thought about it today, and in case you missed it, you probably could go back on the free Odyssey app or somewhere, right? And listen to that. It's got to be somewhere. But I was actually thinking about it today because it's Friday. I wake up. I'm in a good mood knowing that I got the weekend coming, some time off, hang out with the family. Although last weekend was when we had the skunk issue. Well, I get home Saturday night, all okay from SummerSlam. I go to sleep in the middle of the night. I wake up and I can't breathe. I'm being choked out by some foreign smell in my entire house. Somehow my wife, who smells a fart from a million miles away, doesn't wake up with this. It was a messy Saturday night and Sunday morning. But anyway, if you missed the whole story, you can go back and check it out. Zach in Paramus, what's up, Zach?
We have 2.5 hours left. You need to send someone down there to just find out if you have a ticket or not.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Now, here's the thing. I paid. So I left my car at 9:45. Parking is legal at 10. I didn't feed the meter through the app until 10:45. So I had basically an hour. Do you think I got nailed here, Zach, or you think I'm safe?
Oh, it's 50-50, man. Yeah. I'm going to say you're safe just because it's a Friday.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Now, remember, I did. So I paid through 12:45, and if you're listening at 12:45 and my alarm goes off, you know why. So I got an hour and a half left of whatever. I paid the $13. I hate to do that, and thank you for the call, Zach. We appreciate it. But I'm curious. Maybe you're curious. Rami, you're in for Hoff today. I hate to ask you this. Would you mind going, there's no intern around that we could send down there, right?
There's no one else here.
Dove, I'm not going to ask you to go down there. You know, you're a vet, obviously. I'm not going to ask you to go down there. You think it's a fair to ask Rami to go find out? For the people, not for me, but for the people who want to know about this thing.
There's no difference whether you know or not. If you got the ticket, it's too late.
No, there is
that's
actually...
wrong. There is a difference. Yeah. Jay, that's what Jay on hold wants to talk about.
Yeah, there is a difference here because I would have to, if I know I have the ticket, then I'm not going to fill the final 2 hours of it. You know what I'm saying? It could save me $13.
Yes.
Jay has another part of this. Jay is in Stony Brook. What's up, Jay?
What's up, buddy? How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so Sal, I used to work in... Good. I used to work in Queens for a while in sales. So I was in and out parking left and right. You have a little bit of a grace window. So say you get the ticket and it shows you got nabbed at 10:32. But you got a ticket, or you have the receipt that you paid at 10:45. You have that 15-minute window where you could say, when you dispute the ticket, I was looking for the meter number, I had to plug it into my phone, I had to walk a distance. So in that dispute, you have that little 15 minutes. So it's not like a 45-minute that you have to try to dodge right now. It's roughly about a half an hour.
Ooh, that makes it better. I like that, Jay. Thank you for the insight there. See, I have gotten...
You got a chance.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that. I have gotten these tickets before, and I'm like, usually, a lot of the times, actually, I'll pay the right way through the meter, and I come out, and there's a damn ticket on the window. And I'm like, what's going on here? I paid. Then I have to fight it, and usually it goes away. You show them the proper receipts and all that stuff. But it still is annoying when those apps, especially when it first started with the parking apps around here. Like, every which way, I'm like, dude, I paid through the app. Like, is this app working or not? And then, you know what happened? One time I really screwed up. Actually, it was when I was going for my first eye surgery, I think, where my wife drove me into the city in her car. And I was like, all right, well, I'll just pay the meter. But I forgot. I'm paying the meter. It was with my car and license plate. So I'm like, no, I paid, but it's a different car. And they would not give me a break. And I understand that, but, like, come on. It's like the neighborhood play. Like, come on. I paid. It's still like my family's car is my wife's car. I made a mistake. I'm not trying to avoid it. I'm not trying to skimp out on things. I made an honest mistake. You're going to nab me for that? I'm in the neighborhood. I paid the meter. I parked the car. It's just the wrong one. There should be a neighborhood rule with the parking. I mean, it's impossible to get a damn spot around here. I remember when we were working in Astoria, this is like, you know, I wasn't commuting to the city. We worked in Queens. So I was going from Long Island to Queens and I was young. It was, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, maybe even now. No, 2003, I started as an intern. So we'd
go to the building, whatever spot you could find there. I mean, there was a lot eventually, but I don't know why I was parking in the street on this particular day. Maybe I was an intern, so I didn't have access to a lot. I forget what it was. But I just saw a spot, and I parked there. It was a spot open on the street. I parked there. I had no idea. It was in front of a fire hydrant. Like, I didn't know. I know it's stupid, but if you're not educated, like growing up on Long Island, I could park wherever I want. I didn't think about a fire hydrant. I guess I didn't pay attention to that in the road test at DMV. But I learned quickly. Hey, you can't park in front of a fire hydrant. Those spots are obviously readily available. You can get those all over the place. The other spots, it's always something. They're impossible to find. Anyway, so is it okay? I don't want to, you know, like have people do things they don't want to do. I'll give you a pack of Surfsides. How about that, Rami? I'll send Rami down. Do you drink? Rami's on the phone right now. You like Surfside, Rami?
I love them. I
the, which one, the tea or the lemonade?
I like the lemonade. The black cherry lemonade is okay. My favorite.
Pack. I'll give you the a pack of the lemonade Surfside if you could go down and check for us.
Will do.
The people want to know.
And there's another person who just, part of it is, you could go to Coco if you want.
All right, one more here. Coco's in Manhattan, and we'll get back to the football. What's up, Coco?
It's Sal. Yeah. I don't want to say Jay, but the window is actually 5 minutes.
That's it? And 5 minutes?
Yes, 5 minutes. And a second guy might go if you don't pay the meter. They'll give you a second ticket.
Is that true?
Very true, yes.
So if wait a second. I'm going to get double tickets? I've never seen that before. I've seen
if you don't pay within a certain amount of time, they will give you a second ticket, yes.
But if I paid the first part of it, right, which I did, and there's already a ticket there, and I paid on top of a ticket, like they're going to come back and see that my...
No. Let's say you don't pay. Let's say your second time expires.
Yeah.
And you don't pay again, and you leave that one ticket in there, you will get a second one.
I'm going to get double the tickets?
I'm telling you.
That's not right, Coco. If you get one ticket, that should be it. That's the rule. That's the rule.
In fact, some people will put a ticket on their car.
To park.
I've never done that
because I try not to get the tickets to begin with. Also, I've heard horror stories. Like, my father drilled in me as a kid. I was a kid. He was telling me, whatever ticket you get, just pay it and move on. Do not mess with that. Actually, because one time he got arrested in a wrong way. He was in his backyard, parents' backyard, swinging on the swing. Cops came, said, you Joe Licata, and arrested him. And they thought he did something that he didn't, whatever it was. So ever since then, I guess he was paranoid. You know, maybe it pertained to something parking. I forget the exact story. I just know that he didn't do anything in that particular case. Although, was he lying to me? No, he didn't do anything. He was wrongfully, you know, and then of course my grandmother went nuts and you better get him out of there. He didn't do anything wrong. But he would always say, hey, if you get a ticket, right or wrong, just pay it and move on. Do not mess with that. Then I've heard people that are skimping out on tolls or sometimes you get in trouble with that. They have the wrong license plate. Like, I don't want to mess with any of that stuff. Even though if I believe I'm right in something or I'm being wrong, I'm going to fight it. But ultimately, I don't want any issues. All right, even though I'm wrong, screw it. Pay the $65 or the $120, whatever it is. You know, I'm also thinking I might have got nabbed the other day because I did drive into the city. I usually don't do that, but the freaking path wasn't working. That's what happened the other day. Was that earlier this week, though? Was that Monday? So the path wasn't working, so I had to drive in. And then the same situation. Parked, okay, but I remembered to park. But then I'm driving home, and you know, like at the end of a long day, I'm not saying I'm speeding, I'm not doing 90, but on the West Side Highway, I'm trying to get the hell out of the city. I want to go home. Put my daughter to sleep. And eat. Really, I want to eat and watch the games. And put my daughter to sleep. Spend some time with my daughter. So I wasn't going too fast, but maybe I was, let's say, 38-ish, 40-ish. On the West Side Highway, and I felt, you know, sometimes you could feel the flash go off, and I wasn't 100% sure. I'm still not 100% sure, but it was to a point where something got my attention. I was thinking, oh, crap.
40, you have no chance.
38, I have a chance?
Maybe. I think anything over 36, you're really...
So now I'm waiting for one of those tickets to come in the mail.
That's coming in the mail.
Oh, and I'm already starting to think of how I'm going to fight that one.
From personal experience, I'm with... what your father said, just pay it
and move on. I know. Take the L and move on.
Exactly.
He don't want any issues. I don't want anybody coming to my house and arresting me. I didn't do anything, I swear. Tolls, parking, I'll pay it all. Even if I'm being wronged. Most times. Let's hope I get a break here. All right, let's get one more football stuff in here before we take a break. Rami's going to go check on the car. We'll let you know, hopefully, when we come back. 888-808-1019. Bobby is in Hackenstown. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, good morning, Sal. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. So, yeah, I called a while ago, and we were talking about, like, you know, the potential for an 8-win season or whatever. And I just got to thinking, man, like, it could be so much more than that, honestly. If you look back to the games last year where we lost for one reason or another, we really shouldn't have, right? And then, whatever, we could say a million things about that. But the one thing that I really want to point out is, like, I remember there was a time where we had Marcus Kuhn starting on our defensive line, right? And how far we've come from that point. Like, my brother played with Kuhn at NC State, and he was a bum then.
Oh, okay.
And he was terrible, right? And look at where we are now, right? My brother also played ball with Wilson, and I'm, like, happy he's on the squad. I really don't like him for personal reasons because the way he was over there at NC State. But what are we going to do with anybody? I mean, if we could put the work in to get the defense to where it is now compared to when we had Marcus Kuhn on the line, why the hell hasn't anybody done that? Excuse my language, sorry. But why hasn't anybody done that with the offensive line?
Done what?
Improve it.
Well, I mean, they've tried, Bobby. I mean, that's an issue, and thank you for the call. Dave Gettleman said when he first came in here, the Hog Mollies or whatever the hell it was he said years ago, that he was trying to do it. And I think Joe Shane and Brian Daboll have tried to improve it. You know, for me, I'm always about trying to build inside out. I know everybody gets caught up in Malik Nabers and the sexy wide receivers and toys. I love the way the Jets did it years ago. DeBrickashaw Ferguson, Nick Mangold. Like, to me, now obviously that was a great offensive line. And that's why I liked what Joe Douglas did a year ago with Fashanu, whatever. Like, I like the idea of taking offensive linemen. It doesn't always mean that that's the right pick. I mean, look, Gettleman did what Andrew Thomas. The Giants tried to do it with Evan Neal. Evan Neal was a bust. Andrew Thomas hasn't been able to stay healthy. Bringing in Illuminor, I thought was a good move. But again, they had to move him around last year due to injury. With the offensive lines to me could be like bullpens where, like, from year to year, outside of what the Giants had when they were winning Super Bowls with that great offensive line. And by the way, that's, you know, when you have that kind of continuity and consistently, that's why you have Super Bowl level success. But from year to year, you don't know. Even good players, guys that have good years, if they get banged up and all of a sudden you have to move one piece and one part, it could change things. The whole key to the offensive line for the Giants is going to be Andrew Thomas and his health. The guy can't stay healthy. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. If he can, that will be a difference maker, specifically in making plays down the field. I like the idea of being able to run the football well. And with the Giants, with both Tyrone Tracy and Cam Scadaboo, assuming he can stay healthy, it should be a nice combination. Throwing Singletary, a little bit of him. They have enough backs to where, okay, running back shouldn't be a problem. Versatility out of the backfield shouldn't be a problem. They have a stud wide receiver, okay depth behind Malik Nabers. Are they going to be able to have the offensive line hold up? I mean, how many years are we going to talk about the offensive line here? But it was supposed to be better. That was the biggest excuse the Giant fans had for Daniel Jones. Offensive line. And they got to figure it out. BT and Sal on the Fan. Hopefully we have an answer to the parking ticket or potential parking ticket. Oh, man, I hope I'm in the clear. I could really use the break. 888-808-1019. We'll continue with your calls, Jets and Giants. Nick Costos will join us in studio coming up at 12 o'clock. Get you all the info that you need getting set for your fantasy seasons, any betting purposes, or really just thoughts on what's going on around the NFL. So we'll talk to Costos in studio coming up at 12 o'clock.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to your football calls here. Waiting Rami, who we sent down there. Rami Lavi, who's in for Pete Hoffman today. Hoff's traveling with the Giants. Giants will be playing the Bills tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Jets in Green Bay to take on the Packers. So we're excited about football season being back. And I really do think a lot of intrigue in this preseason week one, where normally I wouldn't pay it much attention. But you talk about year one with Aaron Glenn, Justin Fields. There's a lot to see there with the Jets. And with the Giants, looking forward to seeing what they do, specifically Abdul Carter, but also if you want to get a glimpse into the future, Jackson Dart. Hey, I mean, it's got to be about the future quarterback. We've been yelling and screaming forever, get a quarterback, get a quarterback, get a quarterback, and they've been yelling and screaming forever. We have one, Daniel Jones, Daniel Jones, Daniel Jones. Well, we didn't want that, so now we don't. No more Daniel Jones. He's with the Colts. Let that be their issue, and we get to see what Russell Wilson, well, not Russell Wilson, but what the Giants, yeah, obviously Russell Wilson in the regular season, but what Abdul Carter and that Giants defense can look like, and then, of course, Jackson Dart, if you get a glimpse of him tomorrow, looking forward to that. Now, I sent Rami down to go see if I have a ticket. If you're just joining us, I had a park and filled a meter, and I forgot to do it. Like I parked and I left 15 minutes before the parking became legal to walk in for the show. It became legal at 10. Usually I just come in and I would pay it right at 10. I forgot until 10:45, and then I filled the meter immediately. But I'm not sure if I got a ticket prior to that in that 45 minute to an hour window. We sent Rami down on the street. Rami, have you found the car?
Yes, please. I have found the car. So if anyone wants to come find a celebrity or slash your tires, they can come find
me. Yeah, exactly. Let's not say where it is or what kind of car. That's exactly right. all right, just hit me with it. Ticket or no?
There is no ticket.
Yes! Yes, Rami, we did it! Thank you! New York City.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was almost hoping there would be.
Oh, dude, I would have been so bothered. You're all right. Maybe the better reaction if I did get one, but I'm glad I don't have to worry about it. Thank you. Now you got to remind me, and I set my alarm. I got to make sure I pay that meter. There we go. It's not all that bad.
All right.
Thank you, Rami.
You get I'll see you soon. Yep. Yes, I get my surf side.
Surf side, it's sitting right there. I went in during the break and got it. It is right there at your desk. Thank you very much. All right. There we go, Dove. It's going to be a good day. Hey, they owed me one. Sometimes you get screwed by the city. This time I forgot. I made a human mistake. I forgot. I'm not trying to avoid anything.
There is a supervisor of
yes.
these ticket givers that is now very upset and is going to take it out on his the people who should have given you
no,
ticket.
No, no. I paid.
No, not you.
Yeah.
Let's say you're the manager.
Wait, there can't be hawks in every car that's parked illegally for every minute. Like, I've seen cars double parked for hours, and people do things that they shouldn't be doing all the time. I didn't want to be wronged when I didn't have any bad intentions. That should mean something. My intention was to pay. I just forgot. Slipped my mind. Took me long enough to find a freaking metered spot, for goodness sake. I hope nobody's upset here, and they don't know what area it is, so they don't know the meter made or whatever. All right, last one on this. Billy is in Stamford, Connecticut, who is a meter supervisor. Billy, you got some insight into this?
What's up, Sal? A little bit of insight. So I wouldn't call myself a supervisor. I just use that. But I have been inventorying in Stamford the exact number of meters that we actually have and compared to how many meter taps we have. So we have approximately 500 to 600, and Stamford's like 150,000 people. So much smaller than New York, obviously, but we don't have exactly a great amount of people supervising and looking for meter, you could say, violations and stuff. So I would say, obviously, you have the result now, but I would definitely re-up on your on your parking for
and
sure.
Now, do you know about, let's say I did get a ticket, Rami discovered a ticket there, would I be okay to just leave that ticket and not pay the meter the rest of the way, or could I get a double ticket?
I highly doubt that you get a double ticket. We don't do that.
Okay, see, there you go. I think we got some bad information there before, and thank you for the call, Billy. Yes, we did it! Yeah, I've never seen the double ticket. I've seen people throw tickets on the floor. I mean, maybe I have seen, if a car's sitting in the same spot for a couple of weeks, tickets piled up.
I've heard people complain they got a ticket twice.
Like, that would be egregious. If I got a ticket at 10:30, and then I walked out there at 2:30, and there was a double ticket on there because I didn't pay, like, that to me would be ridiculous. If Rami went and saw a ticket, and we left it there and didn't pay the second half, and I got a double ticket for that, come on. Hey, look, I'll probably get nabbed with that ticket for the West Side Highway, 38 miles an hour, I'm sure. What are you supposed to do now, 25? Is that what it is? Man, I remember when that first started happening around here, was it a couple years ago? It must have been, because I was driving in more often, maybe on the overnights, and I was trying to get the hell out of here, and I was getting tickets left and right. When I was like, what happened here? And then it was, you get the tickets in the mail. The rules have changed. You can't do more than 25 miles. I was like, what? 20 miles an hour? I might as well walk. I get it. I get it. Safety first. Follow the law. Follow the rules. I'm an advocate of that, big advocate of that. But in the event you happen to forget, it's nice to know there was a little bit of a grace period today. All right, let's get back to the football. 888-808-1019. Mario's calling from Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
What's up, Hop?
It's Sal. What's up, Mario? You're on the air, buddy.
Oh, Sal, I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's okay.
How you doing, Sal? Let me ask a quick question before I ask my football question. What finally happened to the skunk
It went away. Yeah, it went away. Like, thank God. So we opened up the window. It was there that night. It was there that day. Even though my wife claims that she didn't smell it as badly as I do, still, it was there. We opened the doors, opened the windows, and it just dissipated throughout the course of the day, and that's it. Thankfully.
Oh, okay. That's a great story, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was worried the thing was dead or in the attic or something. Like, and I'm starting to really panic and be like, what the hell's going on here? But anyway, it's good for now. Thank you.
Exactly. It's a bad thing, you know, and skunks also can carry diseases, too, so there's other things involved with them, too, you know?
Yeah, and now, here's the problem, though. There is lasting impact on this, because I can't go outside. Like, this morning, before I left for work, I went outside to get some pool water, a sample that I want to take to the store on the way home. I want to get set for the weekend, and I can't walk outside now without looking in the rocks for a snake, because I saw a snake a few weeks back, and I can't now let my dog out at night without thinking about, hey, get back in here, because I don't want some skunk to spray you, so it does have lasting impact, even though the smell has dissipated.
Yeah. Great. So now my football question or comment about the Giants. You know what I think the problem really here is? I mean, Pro Football Focus is a very highly regarded information for football stats, isn't it? I mean,
I don't use it myself. Like, BT's more into the numbers and analytics. I like just watching the games and using my own eyes to detect things. But yes, that is a great barometer, and a lot of people use that as the be-all, end-all, Pro Football Focus.
Yeah. So if you look at both the Giants and the Jets, where they're rated for offensive line this year, right? Offensive line, the Jets are rated 8. Because they picked all those first-round picks, so they rated 8. Giants are 29.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, that's not good.
So now, one last thing, and I'll let you go, because I know you got calls. But here's the problem with that, too. When I read the writing around it, they said they're rated 29, and they could be lower because Thomas is not even ready to play yet.
Well, that's a problem. And that maybe is what Mike is alluding to. And thank you for the call, Mario. Good insight there. Maybe that was what Mike Francesa was alluding to yesterday, saying that he was hearing some things about the offensive line. If Thomas is not ready to play and he's banged up, that's going to be a problem. Not to mention their difficult schedule. I mean, we got to see how it pans out here. And maybe my belief, maybe I'm getting sucked into the Abdul Carter and the Giants hype, the defensive hype, and Dexter Lawrence. I love Dexter Lawrence. Matter of fact, last time BT and I were out there at Giants camp 2 years ago, we didn't go this year, we didn't go last year. 2 years ago, we went out there. We had Dexter Lawrence on with us, and I loved him. He was great. I was joking around with him about fantasy football for defensive tackles. Like, oh, don't you hate the fact that, like, nobody drafts a defensive tackle? He's got a terrific personality. And more importantly than that, for Giants fans, he's tremendous at what he does. Maybe the best in the game. So as far, you know, as far as defensive tackles go, so you have Dexter Lawrence, you have Abdul Carter, you have Burns, who was a beast in Carolina, showed some signs last year. Kayvon Thibodeau, who, you know, shown some signs, should be better and more consistent. You would think I was reading somewhere, or maybe it was Chris Long that said he was bulking up this year, changing his body a little bit, because he had some almost sacks last year. You never want, when I used to broadcast the Columbia games with Jerry, one of my things was you never want to be an almost defense. Almost intercepted. Almost took the quarterback down. You don't want to be an almost defense. You want to get the quarterback down. You want to make the interception. And Kayvon Thibodeau had a bunch of almost sacks last year. Well, he's bulking up to make sure that that doesn't happen again, so we'll see if that works. But point is that maybe I'm getting, you know, overhyped like everybody else about this Giants defense, and if the infrastructure, certainly of the offensive line, is not there, combined with a quarterback who I don't love at this point in his career with Russell Wilson, combined with a difficult schedule, I mean, maybe that could lead to disaster. I just want to kind of be positive and excited for a change about New York football when it's always so bad. It's all, like, I can't deal with another 0-3 start for the Jets and the Jets. I just can't take it. I want to watch meaningful football. Now, I love watching the NFL, but I want the Jets and Giants to be a part of that. It's much more fun. We haven't had the Jets be relevant in how many years, meaning as far as results. With Rodgers, they were relevant, but it was a different type of relevancy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
And the Giants had the one aberration of the year in 2022 when Brian Daboll first got here. But maybe my point was that maybe I'm getting caught up in the sexy nature of the Giants defense and that potential versus the solid foundation of the Jets. I love Bill Parcells, so I love a Bill Parcells disciple in Aaron Glenn. I love building a team inside out. Offensive line, defensive line. I love a team with an elite corner. Problem is, I don't think Sauce Gardner is as good as he thinks. Or as everybody else thinks. Now, maybe he could take a greater step this year. Maybe part of his limitations, even though he put up the great individual accolades according to many standards, maybe part of the issue was the way that the coaching staff, the prior coaching staff, was using him. Maybe Aaron Glenn's going to make Sauce Gardner look more like Deion Sanders or Revis Island, a true shutdown corner. They do. So they have that potential there. they have a stud receiver in Garrett Wilson. And they have a quarterback that at the very least is going to be able to move the football with his legs. And they should be able to run, and that's what they want to do. Ball control. I love that. That's my type of football. Ball control, field position. I love that. We'll see how many wins it'll add up to. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call. We'll continue with your phone calls here. Been a wacky day so far. Started the show in a great mood, talking some football. I'm actually into it. Preseason football. Can't wait to see what the Giants rookies have in store on a Saturday here, tomorrow, 1 o'clock in Buffalo. And then, of course, the Jets tomorrow night. Now, I was just getting a text from our buddy Denny in Yonkers, longtime caller to the Fan. Great. One of the great callers to the Fan. He's a big, big Giant fan. He's bringing up the Giants run D being a sieve. Yeah, I mean, I get that. I understand that. But I'm assuming part of the Giants' great defensive prowess and their improvement is going to be the fact that they can stop the run. They can't just be, hey, you got 5-6 pass rushers, go out there and go get them. No, they got to be able to stop the run. Otherwise, what good's a pass rush if the opponent's running the football down your throat? So, yeah, that's going to be a big part of it. Also, Denny was saying that he heard that Jackson Dart has shown significant improvement from day one. So, I mean, that could be, look, and that's what we want to see with our own eyes in game action. Get you excited. Even though you know Russell Wilson's going to be the guy this year, get you excited about the future with Jackson Dart. See what he's going to put on film in his first NFL game action, even if it is, in fact, a preseason game. Richard is calling from Manhattan. Richard?
Sal, you know the stadium you went up to Columbia?
Yes.
In 1947, 45,000 were at Baker Field to watch Columbia upset Army. Army had a 47-game winning streak. Then they renovated the stadium in the early 80s. It was closed for a few years. It was all wooden seats, no backs, and it held 45,000 people at that time.
I mean, that's remarkable to think, as somebody who did those games for, I don't know, 10 years or around 10 years, and maybe seeing at its best, you know, 5,000 or so.
That's it. Well, Columbia is not a big football.
I understand it, but I'm saying it's hard to imagine 45,000 people there.
That's
anyway.
Right. That's how, well, Columbia had gone to their Rose Bowl early
30s. I know the history.
Sure.
Again.
And there have been some pros that have come out of Columbia. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the guys from the Hogs, the lineman, the offensive lineman, I forgot.
Well, Josh
name.
Martin is one that comes to mind
Stock,
recently.
George Stock.
Josh Martin recently, he was there when I played. He played with the Jets for a little bit.
Sure.
Marcellus Wiley,
sure.
Obviously, was a good pro for a long time.
Marty Domrez, the quarterback. He quarterbacked the Jets, too, while when Buttle was there. He was there in the late 70s. So, anyway, all right. This is the weekend. This is all playoff baseball now. I can't believe this is it. Listen, 10 months ago, almost to the day, Alonso returns to the scene of his greatest triumph. I think that was October 3rd, October 4th. Today is August 8th. 10 months, almost to the day when he hit that home run. They're going to Milwaukee, 3-game series. They got to win two, as do the Yankees. Now, the Yankees are at home. The last time the Yankees had a glorious series against the Astros was last year, the opening 4 games in March, when they went to Houston and took all 4. So anything can happen. But I look at these 2 series as the beginning of the playoffs. Right now, it's getting a little cooler. It feels like that kind of weather. It's just 2 months early, and that's it. What I'm looking forward to, Sal.
You're welcome, Richard. Thank you for making the call. I'm excited for it. I'm more focused today, at least, knowing that there were no games, you know, yesterday. I'm excited about the football for tomorrow. But obviously, these are big series for each of these teams. I don't know if I would say playoff yet. Maybe for the Yankees, because it's against the Astros, because the Yankees are battling for that final spot in the American League. They're returning home. Also, the Mets have Frankie Montas pitching tomorrow. Like, how much playoff could that be when Frankie Montas is on the mound? I think for the Mets, this is probably the last series before the playoff starts, Richard, where this might be the last weekend of, okay, let's evaluate one more time here, see what we get from Senga tonight, Montas tomorrow, and then the off day Monday. That could be a big day for the Mets. If they win this series, okay, good. If they lose this series, or God forbid, get swept in this series, then I think you're going to see a flurry of moves on Monday, which would likely include at least one of the young pitchers coming up. Man, maybe I say flurry of moves. I don't know how many they can make with their roster being what it is. I mean, maybe it's something with bringing Acuna back where I think Acuna would benefit the Mets, certainly in the postseason. So if you're going to treat these, you know, final 40-something games as a postseason, maybe then you do bring Acuna up. But if Montas doesn't get the job done tomorrow, I believe, and I don't know what they're going to do with him, but I believe they're going to call at least one of the young guys up to take his spot in the rotation the next go-round. So I understand what you're saying. All the games are important. I don't know if I get a playoff feel just yet, but hey, we're pushing toward the final stretch here. You have to remember, though, even when we say that, like 40-something games to go, there's still basically 2 months of the season left. And the Yankees have a very soft schedule in September, which is in part why I think that they're going to be fine. I still believe they're going to be a playoff team. I still believe they have another run in them. I agree with Aaron Boone. Their offense is too good. Plus, they also need to figure out, you know, the Mets may be evaluating Montas, and the Yankees still evaluating what they're going to be able to do with Judge, how they're going to get Judge and Stanton in the lineup at the same time. They got to figure that out. Is it going to be Judge out there in right field, and then you have limitations with his arm, or limitations with Stanton, period, who cannot run? Giancarlo Stanton, it's a ground ball. He can't run. It's not like, you know, us saying, oh, this guy can't run, and we're exaggerating. He literally can't run. There's no exact. Sometimes we, you know, exaggerate for effect. This is not exaggerating. Giancarlo Stanton can't run. He could jog. He can walk. He can't run. And I don't know how you expect to play a guy that literally can't run to play him in the outfield. I'm pretty sure part of being an outfielder at times is you're going to have to run. So that could be an issue. So I don't know if I'm there just yet. I do think the Yankees returning home, building off of that win, is high importance this weekend. Obviously, the Mets cannot continue to go in a rut, although they have a little bit more of a cushion as far as a playoff spot goes for now in the National League. I'm not there yet, though, Richard, with the dire straits for either team. Mike is in New Rochelle. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good afternoon, Sal. How we doing, man?
Good, Mike. How are you?
All right. No, I got a lot of optimism. Well, first of all, this weekend, I think they got to straighten it out, man. They got to start hitting the ball. You know what I mean? They have to start hitting the ball. But I was trying to get on with you yesterday. But yesterday, at this time last year, they have the same exact record, believe it or not, as last year at that time.
Who's this you're talking about?
The Mets.
Okay, yeah. No, somebody was telling me yesterday it was a two-game difference. But anyway, okay. Go ahead.
It's the same exact identical record as last year, which is trippy. But I think the Giants, you know, I'm looking forward to this defense as far as a sieve run. Yes, in the past. Going forward, I don't think so at all. These guys are beasts, man. You know, and you got Thibodeau that's looking to prove something not only because he should be wanting to prove something, but he has to prove something because the big man, the 51's on the other side.
Right.
You know, I mean, all the attention's on this man right now. But I got to ask you a really honest question. You go downstairs, what do you get more mad at? A ticket on the window or somebody took the surf side?
It's a great call, Mike. Thank you. No, sorry to cut you off there. Thank you for the call. That's great. I would get more mad at the ticket. I think there's just something about getting tickets that are infuriating. It's even worse when it's self-inflicted. Like if you go out there and you park illegally and you get a ticket, you kind of know you got what you deserve. Like you run the risk, you roll the dice, you're happy if you get away with it. But if you don't, you're like, all right, I got what I deserved. If it's self-inflicted, like the one that would have been for me because I just forgot to feed the meter while I was intending on paying the meter and I forgot, I would have been mad. Mad at the city, mad at myself, mad at the situation. I've been there before. When I parked legally, I just put the wrong damn car and the wrong license plate into the freaking app. At that point, I was like, I deleted the app from my phone. And I was saying this, I wasn't on the air. I was telling my wife, I'm never parking in this bleep, bleep, bleep place again. I've had it. Screw the app. I don't care what it takes. I'm never driving into the city again. You know, and then, of course, a couple weeks later, you're back driving in the city. But that's how mad I get at myself. The Surfsides, I just get on the horn with Clem. Or have the Mets win the division. Remember, there's a lot on the line here. Mets win the division, we get a full palette of Surfsides here at the station. Enough for everybody. And if they don't, I got to dress up in a full Phillies uniform, and BT's got to dress up as a Surfside can. Stay tuned for that. 888-808-1019. Stay tuned for Nick Costos, who I can't wait to talk to him. We usually talk to him, obviously, a ton during the football season. Every Thursday or Friday he's on with us in a football season. He does a Sunday football show here on The Fan. He's all over the place with this. Nobody, mark my words, nobody knows more about the NFL, especially at this point in the season, than one Nick Costos. We're going to pick his brain, get all the insight. Jets, Giants, around the league, fantasy, betting purposes, all the insight for the next hour in studio with Nick Costos on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.